This episode is brought to you by BundleRabbit.com, Earth's most accessible book bundling marketplace. Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of 24 books, 34 short stories, and countless articles and scripts and essays, and I am your guide on this quest to raise your output to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 379.
Welcome to the second episode from the very, very noisy camper in the middle of the wilderness where the rain is pelting down as an atmospheric river encroaches upon me. Hopefully, none of the trees fall over in the windstorm, but we'll see. Today, Zoe asks, when you're doing editing and revision of your own work, particularly if you've written very messy vomit copy, how do you work out if you're making the piece better or just different? Is this something that gets easier as you get a handle on your process? Is this something that changes if you do planning / pre-production work? You gave some great advice in the podcast about learning voice, but I'm finding I'm struggling to identify the elements to keep. With NaNoWriMo ahead, I'll likely have a kitten in a wool basket draft ready to get looked over for the now-what editing months. Any tips, hints, suggestions, or even some words of encouragement? I've been writing regularly, and the pile of vomit copies is starting to get alarmingly large, and I just don't want to edit out the good bits because I didn't know what I was doing. By the way, keep up those deep characterization episodes. I love them! Well, Zoe, I'm glad you like them. They're a challenge to do, and they're really fun, and I'm learning a lot and reminding myself of a lot as I do them, so I'm definitely going to keep them up, at least until I get the ones that I've planned all done and out of the way. Editing your own work is difficult. There's a whole skill set that you can learn, but it's not particularly easy. What you have to do, and not everyone can do this, is you have to learn to hear your own work as if it's someone else's, which is almost impossible to do. It can be done, but it's almost impossible to do. What you want to do is read through it and pretend you didn't write it, and look for the places where you react emotionally, not self-consciously. Not, oh my God, I can't believe I said that, or I feel embarrassed because I didn't do that right, or anything like that. But you look for the places where you get bored, where you feel lost, where you're not sure what was going on. And those are the things that you want to trim, expand, or sharpen. Reading your book out loud and then listening through to it can really help. Anything that'll change the method of consumption, that'll give the story a freshness to you, will give you access to it. Then the trick is not changing things so that you edit your voice out of it or you remove the risk-taking and spontaneity. You correctly point out that that's a danger. It really is a danger, and it's difficult to work your own work over without pulling yourself out of it, without making it sound like someone else, or making it sound like you think it should. Some of the skills I know for editing your own work I learned when I was doing screenwriting, because with screenwriting you have external criteria that you have to conform to in order for it to work. There's matters of pacing, there's matters of tongue twisters that you don't want in there because people have to say things out loud. There's rules about economy and stuff that you just have to hit or you don't have a viable screenplay. And in doing that while staying in a creative headspace, I found that I was approaching things a lot more like a musician or a sculptor would. As I began to learn how to do it in a way that made things better, what I found I was doing was going through and looking for the delight, for the creative spark, and finding ways to run with it, rather than going through and trying to cut out what was wrong or fix what was wrong. Now, if I found something that was wrong, I would read it and I'd be like, that just doesn't work. Art has its own integrity, and you can tell when it just doesn't work. Or at least you can learn to tell when it just doesn't work. It strikes a sour note in your subconscious, and you're like, oh, that's not quite right. When I'd find that it didn't work, I would invariably find that usually what I would have to do would be to read through what I had done, absorb it, get to know it, get to understand it, and then put it to one side and rewrite that portion from scratch. I would frequently wind up incorporating some of the same verbiage because I liked it, because it stuck in my head, but I wouldn't be trying to transcribe and fix it. What I would be trying to do is take the idea and write something new that worked better. And doing that, I suppose you would call it selective redrafting, is the only way that I've found that reliably keeps the freshness in the voice. There's other more critical ways to massage things, but they're harder to keep things fresh with. So maybe give selective redrafting a try. When you're going through and you find a scene that doesn't work, or you decide that there's a section of the book that doesn't work, just get rid of it. Go back and try to approach it fresh and write it again. The other tip I've got for you, every time you write something, work on writing cleaner copy. You're talking about vomit copy that you're not very happy with. One of the things to do is every time you write something, try to write it cleaner. Try to write it tighter. Try to write it better. It's an incremental process, and you do have to have some patience with yourself with this incremental process, and maybe even be willing to release into the wild some stuff that's not as good as you will be later. Because if you are improving as a writer, then you will always look back on earlier books, and some part of you will go, oh, did I do that? Oh, that's so bad compared to what I can do now. But as long as it's of a professional standard, as long as you're even if it's not, frankly, as long as you're telling a story that people can sink their teeth into, and you present it in a way that's properly proofread and clean and coherent, people will go with you. They go for the story. The great artistic qualities we strive for, they're important, and they can make things beautiful. But you don't have to be perfect. You don't even have to be great to be good enough to publish. So the other thing I would advise you to do, other than trying to make each project less vomity than the one before, to go ahead and release stuff that you're sure isn't perfect, because nothing's ever going to be perfect. And then the next time you write, do it better. Work on improving things. And if you're finding that you're writing copy that's all over the place because you're sort of searching for things as you go, doing some exercises that force you to focus your thoughts and work in great economy can really help you. Forcing yourself to try to do flash fiction and really short fiction, and doing structured essays, writing persuasive essays, and practicing your rhetorical skills outside of a novel context will really help sharpen up your novel writing, even though they're not exactly the same skills. What you find is that when you write nonfiction, when you write persuasive essays, blog posts, articles, research papers, arguments, all that kind of stuff, when you write those things, what you're doing is you are structuring your thoughts so that they can influence or communicate to other people. Well, that's very much what you're doing when you write fiction, and the practice cross applies. Good practice in the rhetorical arts will go a long way towards helping you write clean copy out of the gate and removing the need for a lot of revision later. Encouragements? Keep going. You're obviously committed to this. You're writing your ass off and you're having a lot of fun. So keep going and keep looking to be, every time you write the best possible story you can write. And then the next story you write, make it a little better. Concentrate on one thing you want to make better. In this next story, you want to write tighter descriptions, so you concentrate on your descriptions. You want to do character introductions that are more comprehensive and memorable. You want to concentrate on cliffhangers. You want to do openings. The opening of every scene should be like the opening of a new story, not in the sense that you're info dumping, but in the sense that you're grounding your reader in the new context as quickly and deeply as possible. Openings, closings, character introductions, characterization, dialogue, descriptions, cliffhangers and closings, and style. Those are your toolkit, and you can run endlessly and get infinitely better at each one of them than you are now, no matter how good you are. There's room for improvement on each one, so pick one that you're gonna work on for each story. Make it one thing. do everything else as well as you can, but put special effort into the one thing you're working on this time, and then next time work on something different. Rotate through them so that your development as a writer stays balanced, and so each story is distinctively better than the last one in some respect. Ultimately, what you're looking to do is hook your readers and get them to buy into what you're doing all the way to the end of the story, and hopefully like it enough that they come back for more. So keep doing what you're doing and trust yourself. Be willing to let things go. The perfect is the enemy of the good. Look for doing good and getting better. Let go of the idea that you're gonna get it right, because you never will. Nobody ever does. I hope that helps. Thanks very much for writing in, and I hope you have a fantastically successful NaNoWriMo. I'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at everydaynovelist.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. The Everyday Novelist is copyright 2017 J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions, Inc. and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License.